This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Pennsylvania's gubernatorial primary is just a few weeks away. And with four Democrats left in the running, we're taking a close-up look at where they stand on some of the issues we cover. Once a week until the primary on May 20th, I'll be talking to our beat reporters about what sets the remaining candidates apart from one another. Today, we bring up Marcellus Shale natural gas drilling with State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Culinary. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Jennifer.
A big issue that's been grabbing attention this election year is how much money the state gets back from the natural gas boom. Pennsylvania, of course, has a distinction of being the only drilling state that does not tax the industry on its production. What's being said about this on the campaign trail?
All the Democratic candidates support some version of a tax on natural gas production, as well as some version of a plan that gives money back to the communities that host the drilling, like the current impact fee system does. That's a flat fee that drillers pay for every well on an annual basis.
And what are the Democrats proposing?
Former DEP Secretary Katie McGinty wants a 4.5% tax. Businessman Tom Wolf wants a 5% tax. And Congresswoman Allison Schwartz wants to add a 5% tax on top of the impact fee. But the one who really stands out on this issue, Jennifer, is State Treasurer Rob McCord, who's proposing a 10% tax.
Does he believe in that 10% tax, or is this posturing?
We asked Mr. McCord if he thinks that this would even be politically feasible, given that many Republicans in the legislature have signed no tax pledges. And here's what he said.
If these legislators are going to vote for a driller's tax, they don't want to have to go back and vote for an increase to it. So a big, bold number that gives them a reliable, predictable revenue stream for what? For investing in education, which there's a growing bipartisan mandate to do.
So all the candidates support some version of taxing on drilling.
Right.
What would they use that money for?
Education is the really popular answer, Jennifer. All the candidates are promising more money for public schools and for things like full-day kindergarten, universal pre-K, and after-school programs. Allison Schwartz and Tom Wolf both want to put some of that money into renewable energy projects to move the state away from fossil fuels. Here's Tom Wolf.
This is a bridge to a sustainable energy future. This is not the end point. We're on the way to something else, and we can't do with gas what we did with coal and petroleum.
Does Wolf or Schwartz detail what we should be on our way toward, maybe toward solar, maybe toward wind?
Yes, exactly. Tom Wolf wants to work with other states to set up like a cap and trade program for greenhouse gas emissions and to use that money to reinvest in clean energy sources like solar and wind. Allison Schwartz has a plan to get Pennsylvania to 30% of its energy from renewable resources by the year 2030. It's something she's calling her 30-30 plan. And Katie McGinty, the former DEP secretary, wants more utilities to use renewable energy sources as part of their portfolios.
Has anyone in this pack of Democrats shown signs of supporting a moratorium on drilling?
No. It's something the core environmental groups, especially the ones based here in Philadelphia, are asking the candidates to consider. But they all support natural gas development in some way, with the caveat that we need to tighten regulations, we need to have better enforcement, and support the recent court decision that gave back local control to municipalities about things like pipeline sitings and compressor stations and other infrastructure that comes along with all this natural gas development.
Well, help us out here. Does no mean no? There is a moratorium on new leases for drilling in state parks and forest land. Do these candidates want to keep it that way?
Right. There are some exceptions to that. All the candidates have said that they want to keep the current moratorium on new leases for drilling in state parks and forests. Governor Corbett recently proposed a plan to open up more public land for drilling, effectively overturning a moratorium that was put in place by Governor Rendell after he had already started allowing some drilling in state parks and forests.
What about drilling in the Delaware River Basin?
The basin is governed by the four states that share the watershed, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, and Pennsylvania, plus a representative for the federal government. Right now, those five parties can't agree on how to regulate drilling in the basin, so there's effectively a moratorium there. That's something that's frustrating to Governor Corbett and many of the landowners in that area. But most of the Democratic candidates say that they want to, keep that moratorium in place. Former DEP Secretary Katie McGinty is the only candidate so far who said that she's open to opening up drilling in the Delaware River Basin. but not right away.
Well, that leads us to this. So, Katie, you cover energy every single day. How big of a role is natural gas drilling going to play after the primaries?
Well, unfortunately for people like me whose beat is energy, polls are really showing that natural gas drilling is not the top issue for most voters the way education is. But here's the key, Jennifer. Clearly for these Democrats, a tax on natural gas drilling is their answer for how do we get more revenue for the public school system and how do we make changes and pay for that.
Katie, where can people learn more about the candidates' positions on energy and environmental issues?
They can check out our website at stateimpact.npr.org/Pennsylvania. Starting next week, we're going to be rolling out some videos with all of the candidates talking about their views on energy and environmental issues.
That's fabulous. Great. Katie Culinary of State Impact Pennsylvania, thank you very much.
Thank you.